Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
God's News Behind the News. We're going to jump right into this, and we're talking about what has happened with Israel. You know, as we talked about in the previous program, you know, the United States has been leading, allegedly, these talks between Israel and Palestinian Authority with their president, you know, Mahmoud. And they're trying to come to a place where they can, you know, have a two-state solution. And Israel has come up to the plate, you know, if you will, so many times. Prior to even jump-starting this conversation, Pat, they've released a whole bunch of prisoners and saying, hey, good faith gesture here, you know what I'm saying? We're going to release some of these known terrorists that have, you know what I'm saying, have done evil things. We're going to release them. And they've cooperated yet again. And one of the stipulations, if you will, that Israel has, one of the things they say, listen, if we're going to recognize you as a state and we're going to work with you, and in order to recognize you with a state, we've got to take a piece of our bread, which is our land, and break it off and give you a piece so that you can call this your home. I mean, we're willing to get along, you know, you're our neighbors. Okay, let's figure this out. You know, the piece of bread is not that big, but we'll break a piece for you.
Right.
Wow. Here it is for you. The only thing here, just, you know, simple. Minor detail is that you just recognize Israel as a Jewish state. Just recognize the piece of bread from which your bread is going to come from. You know, just recognize that, you know, we're here.
Yeah. You know, stop killing our folks.
Yeah, just, you know, if you'd stop.
Not that much to ask.
You stop doing that.
A little minor detail.
We can all get along.
Right.
We can all get along. Well, believe you me, silly things have happened. They refuse to acknowledge Israel as a Jewish state.
And at the same time, they're wanting their land.
I just
that's crazy.
Call me crazy, call me dumb. It's not been the first time it's happened, but I mean, you know, what's up with that, you know, and how can, you know, we've spoke extensively about Secretary John Kerry and the things that God has showed, you know, Greg in particular about how John Kerry is going to be used, you know, to do Christians and Jews harm, and you know, it's like, oh my goodness, and this is a long one. We'll make some related articles for you for that, just to kind of, you know, give you some more context, but These talks are not good. I mean, these talks were not good to begin with. It's put Israel in a you know, compromised, you know, place. In fact, I mean, you know, John Kerry himself, when we talk about, you know, doing harm to Israel, we're talking about, I mean, basically Kerry threatened Israel, saying, "Do you want another infantata? Do you listen?
Infantata,
do you want this? Do you hey, play nice here, play nice, because you don't want an uprising, do you?
Right?
You know, wink, wink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hello. I don't know about the wink. Allegedly wink. You know, but here's the deal. So, just, I mean, within days here, Hamas and Fatah have unified. And they're like, we talked about it, they're frenemies, you know what I'm saying? They've united here and have formed a new government. They don't even get along, and now they've gotten along. And so, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel, I mean, he's already been on every major news network, and one thing about, I mean, they're so intelligent, man, and smart, and they have such a command, you know, talking about the Jews in Israel and those in leadership there. I mean, they're just sharp.
Yeah.
And I like him as a leader. But this is one of the things that their spokesman, you know, basically said in a statement. He says, following the decision by the Palestinian government to forge an alliance with Hamas, an organization that calls for the destruction of the Jewish state, we have decided to suspend all the negotiations with the Palestinians. We're suspending them. So Israel has basically, you know, said, okay, we're done, you know.
Yeah.
The truth is that, you know, he goes on to say, they cannot say that they are a peace partner. They're looking for peace, right? You want to, let's get along. If they are embracing the most violent and extreme enemies of peace. And this was said by Regev, and he's a spokesperson for the Israeli government. And you're thinking, my goodness, you've joined with folks that saying they want to annihilate and destroy us, and now you're like saying, give me a piece of bread? You know, hello.
Right.
If you want, and if you want peace with Israel, you need to decide who's your peace partner going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had a choice, and Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, made that clear. They had a choice. They could have made some arrangement with us, and we could have worked something out, but they chose not to.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're looking at a really serious situation that just got even more complicated. But I tell you what, I mean, no reason to fear, no reason to fret. You know, he who watches over Israel never sleeps and never slumbers. And this is just another tool. You just can't get caught up in it. This is the whole organizing thing, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, your head's going like a ping pong because it's going every which way. If you're following, you know, oh, my goodness, don't ride the roller coaster. Understand that this really wasn't going to go much anywhere.
Right.
It's just about pushing and nudging and stirring things up. And you just got to stay the course. You just got to know. And it's impossible to literally think that you can make peace with someone that wants to chop your head off. I mean, it just doesn't work.
Right.
It's called delusion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're lying to yourself. You know, and it's like Israel's not under that delusion. Don't get me wrong. But it's those that are trying to impose that, you know, hey, you know, come on.
Right.
Really? You know, it's one thing for you maybe to, you know, promulgate that and at least say that you believe that. You know, we don't know if you really believe that, but say that you believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think that the rest of Americans are the same way and believe that as well.
Right,
you just
right.
can't make friends with those that want to, you know, do you in and have done you in. And so continue to pray for Israel. Continue to support them. Continue to support organizations that stand with Israel. I mean, like us, the VFN TV program and VFN Daily Radio program is here standing with Israel. We support Israel. We support ministries in Israel that share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we want to see the salvation come to the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
We've had experience to minister and bless many of them, and we want to see the full fold come on in, and we're excited about what God is doing and even what he's going to do on the face of this earth. But understand that we have a role to play as Christians, as believers, as sons and daughters of God, Pat. I mean, we God allows us to work with him.
Right.
You know, with
allows
him.
Us. Yeah.
Allows us. But you know, but we need to step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
He's given man the authority of the earth, so we need to take that authority and invite the Lord in and intercede and pray for those that God lays on our heart, and in particular what's happening in the Middle East. Don't forget that there's Christians all in the Middle East. I mean, they're listening to us from all over the Middle East and around the world and viewing us in all the many different ways that they can access the program. But understand that if we own that, in a previous program, we talked about how prayer has no limitations. Oftentimes people tell me, you know, oh, you know, they know I've been to Israel and there's, oh, I wish I could go. Hey, listen. You don't have to get in a plane. It's, you know, it's a long flight. And trust me, it's long.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't have to, you know, bear that expense. You can be in Israel in prayer. Set your calendar, set your time. And listen, you can be in Jerusalem. You can be on Tel Aviv. You can be up the Golan Heights. You can be anywhere you want to be in Israel. Throw a picture up onto your computer screen and pray.
Mm.
Pray. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're talking about how Israel has just suspended talks with the Palestinians after the Palestinians here have just announced that they have unified with Hamas, who is allegedly the militant arm of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And these are folks that want to do Israel extreme harm and have no problem in saying so. And, you know, this has not been going anywhere for quite a while, these peace talks, and finally Israel says, okay, you know, and get this, Steve, not only that they say we're suspending them, however, if you choose to decide to say and reconsider what you've done and say, oh, we're not going to unite no more, Fatah and Hamas, we're not going to, you know, not going to get together anymore, we'll still work with you.
Wow.
It's like,
Amazing.
So they've given them every single opportunity still to say, hey, we can work on this, but you're going to have to come to the table and play fair and do right. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen that happen. But before we went to the break, we were talking about how we have a role to play, that we don't need to be, concerned or fretful or wringing our hands. Understand that God is in control. God has and will continue to protect Israel, no doubt. Believe that. But we also talked about how we can be involved. We can pray. We have the pleasure and the joy and the honor of working with and alongside God in prayer, mm-hmm. and we can continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we talked about, you can listen. Don't book a flight. Don't book a flight. Just stay right where you're at. Mm-hmm. You know, begin to go to Israel in prayer. And if you want to, just, you know, put a pictures, pets. What do we have that we'll make related to you?
Yeah, we actually have a website that we can make related for you. It's called the Live Kotel Cam. It's actually a live shot of the Wailing Wall in Israel.
Wow,
Jerusalem.
We're looking at wall right now. Yeah. Look at that.
Isn't that cool?
That is very, very cool. In fact, I actually, when I went to Israel, went to the Wailing Wall. They call that God's mailbox.
Yeah.
They call it God's
mailbox. There's little envelopes and stuff stuck in the wall.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So when I prayed there as a young man, I put a prayer in there. Put a prayer in there for my future family. And God has indeed answered that prayer and blessed it. But listen, you have an open mailbox right now. It's called opening your mouth and praying to the Lord. Oh, look at that. So cool. We'll make sure that this is related for you to give you a virtual perspective. They have virtual tours and everything, mm-hmm. and you can be in the Holy Land visually and, of course, in spirit, mm-hmm. because prayer has no limitation. Oh, God, right. You are amazing.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers. All around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today. Or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.